Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship in the ministry of bbfohio.com and our expository study of the book of Hosea. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, send those by email to bbfohio@protonmail.com. Or you can mail your letter along with any check or money order contributions to support this ministry to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. Donations can also be made at bbfohio.com using the PayPal donation button. We now begin this expository study of the book of Hosea. This is part one of two.
Probably shouldn't play that music. It's almost mesmerizing. Put you to sleep. Our current events update. Well, I knew everybody going to be thinking about it, talking about it, so let's just wrap it up. Amen? What the Democrat news media won't tell you, first of all, Chris Wallace flunked, got a D-minus at best at being a moderator. And what he didn't press Joe Biden to do is answer this question about the climate change. And if the Biden plan, which is the Green Deal with a new name, they've just lightened it a little bit. But if you look at the photo or the meme, whatever you want to call it up here, India, China, and Russia, they don't abide by any agreement that they sign.
That's right.
And the end result will be not to improve the climate at all. It will be to turn America into what you see down in the right-hand bottom corner. They want to, the globalists themselves are billionaires. They don't care about you. They don't care about America. They're traitors to this country. That's George Soros. That's Bill Gates. That's Warren Buffett. That's all these guys. What they want to do is bring them, they're not trying to lift everyone the standard of living around the world. The Chinese workers are still slave trade wages and everything. They want to bring you down. See, we're kind of up here, even though this is middle class, but compared to the rest of the world, we're up here, and they don't want to bring everybody else up here. They want to bring you down. Think about it, folks. I mean, I know I'm talking to the choir here, but when I think of the people out there who are supporting this garbage, this stupidity that's going on. Back in the 70s, Jimmy Carter put us in a position of almost being a third world country. Why? Because of the coming ice age that never happened. And now they've just changed their tune, but they're still, the goal is the same. They use that as an excuse to do. Al Gore, you know, has been preaching this. He's become a multimillionaire over this. It's just sickening. But last night, they won't tell you that Biden wore a communication device, a wireless device of some sort. Now, I'm not going to show the video because you have to kind of be right up on the screen to see it. But if you can see where it's circled there, you can see a little wire. And in the video, when he reaches his hand in like this, you see a longer wire. And then it goes back in under his jacket. And then this short wire that you're seeing there pops out for about 3 seconds. You can see this. We DVR'd the C-SPAN and we DVR'd C-SPAN and Fox News. And I just don't trust them. That's why I DVR things. And I didn't know what was going to happen. But after it was over with, we went back and looked. And on the C-SPAN, it's about an hour in.
It's a minute and two, about 1 hour, 2 minutes.
But right about that time, you see he's talking about the Democrat cities being where everything's blowing up and everything. And you can see it for yourself if you want to. These people are trying to say it's like a shadow, it's a crease in his shirt. It's hogwash is what it is.
Also, he has also been taking a drug to keep him...
Mark, I believe that might be possible, but there's no evidence of that. That's why I'm not bringing it up. If it's ever proven, I'll bring it in here. That's suspicion. The wire has been suspicion. It's not anymore. It's also not a suspicion that is when he's being interviewed, he's using cards and teleprompters. Today, when he was in Alliance, Ohio, all of his answers came off of cards he held in his hand. So, Jenny put it this way, a wire for the liar, that's what we'll call that. No, here's what it sounds like, is this right here. It wasn't loud enough. Let's try it one more time. Whoop, it won't go back. I'm going to make it work.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Didn't that sound like what she's saying? A wire for the liar, that's what we'll call that. That's what it reminded me of when I heard it. But these guys, Biden and Chris Wallace both, were knowingly repeating lies. When they say that Trump lies, there's two things they're talking about. Number one, sometimes Trump does tend to exaggerate things at times. That's not an outright lie. And everybody does that from time to time. I've been guilty of it. I mean, how many times you said, oh, I'm so hungry I could eat a horse. You can't eat no horse, you liar.
Yeah.
See? Who's going to say that? You're not going to walk up to somebody and say, I'm so hungry I can eat a horse. You're not going to say, you're a liar. Why? You can't eat a horse. You know, that's the kind of thing they do with Trump. The other thing, though, is that anytime he says something that they disagree with, they'll accuse him of lying. The third example is, I'm going to show, is they repeat lies and he denies it and they say he's lying. They're the ones repeating lies. He didn't say it. For example, when that Charlottesville thing happened, they said that he said there were fine people on both sides. And they'll say that he was talking about the KKK and white supremacists all walking in the streets. And people will repeat this stuff, and they're either too dishonest or lazy to go back and find the video. The video is out there. You can hear the conversation when he was responding to a question. In the context, he was talking about the debate over removing statues. And he said, over the issue of removing Confederate statues, there are fine people on both sides disagreeing on the matter. And your lying Democrat news media constantly repeats that. And shame on Wallace. Is his name Chris Wallace? Shame on him and Joe Biden. They consistently, constantly repeat this stuff. Another one is that, Trump said Mexicans are rapists. He never said that. You can go back and listen to the video. He said that Mexico is sending us their rapists, their drug pushers, etc., because they are. That's not the same if you listen closely. Mexico is sending us their rapists, their drug pushers, etc. That's not the same as saying Mexicans are rapists. But you're lying Democrat news media, and the Democrats like Joe Biden constantly say that. They know they're lying. I'll just give you one more. There was a book that came out with unnamed sources that said that Trump was at the military, I think it was Arlington, the military cemetery, and he called the dead soldiers there a bunch of suckers. It was a cemetery. I just can't remember. But they claim he said that the dead soldiers were suckers. And they only had unnamed sources supporting that. Well, on the other side, they had named sources, including John Bolton, who wrote a book that was a hit piece on Trump. And he said it didn't happen. He was working for Trump when it's supposed to have happened. And he said, if it had happened, I would have had a whole chapter in my book about it. He was there. So that's what I'm saying. All that's lies. And every time you hear somebody saying that, you're talking to somebody who is either a willful liar or in ignorance, repeating lies. Well, liberals lie. It's what they do. And they always accuse their enemies of doing what they are doing. Here's another example. Last night, Donald Trump in the debate said that Joe Biden's son, Hunter, flunked a drug test for cocaine and was discharged from the Navy. Joe Biden lied to the country and said, that's not true.
He said, that's been discredited. That's that's just been discredited.
This is the story right after it happened. Archived at USA Today, dated October 17, 2014. Biden's son fails drug test, is discharged from Navy.
Yep, that's what happened.
Here's what it says in the article. The younger son of Vice President Joe Biden failed a drug test for cocaine a month after his commissioning last year into the Navy Reserve and was discharged. Donald Trump told the truth. Last night in the debate, Joe Biden lied. This is his words through his attorney, Hunter Biden. Quote, "It was the honor of my life to serve in the U.S. Navy, and I deeply regret and embarrassed that my actions led to my administrative discharge," he said through his lawyer. So that's just one of we sat last night, this point out lie after lie after lie. It's just amazing. But meanwhile, there's this battle of the polls. And a lot of conservatives always, you know, oh no, Trump just lost the election. Well, you know, most of the people are hearing this through the sources they shouldn't be listening to. Biden wins, is, you know, at certain sources. It's just like 2016 all over again. How many of you remember 2016? I know you're all old enough to remember it. This is these are two screenshots. The one on the bottom is from last night. CNN instant poll of debate watchers on who won. 60% said Biden won. 28% said Trump. Oh, no, he's lost the election. Up at the top, now, going back to 2016. CNN instant poll of the first debate of 2016. 62% said Clinton won. 27% said Trump won. Same exact thing. And that's what all you're seeing, everything you're seeing from the liberal side of the coin is repeating everything they did in 2016. Somehow they think they're going to win. Then, yeah, wait till the end, I'll take questions. Then you have this as an example. A fellow named Frank Luntz. And I don't know if you remember, but in 2016, every time he was, Trump is destroying his candidacy. Trump is going to lose. Trump. The night of the election, this was his tweet. In case I wasn't clear enough from my previous tweets, Hillary Clinton will be the next president of the United States. Who's president? They're doing the same. Now, he's being a little less forward now because he ate so much crow 4 years ago. But now, you see him, they won't even refer to him by name. And he grew a beard. He's incognito. GOP pollster sees Trump-Biden debate as embarrassing. Says it encouraged people not to vote. You know, if any of the snowflakes who watched that debate last night don't vote, good. They no doubt support Biden. That's the thin-skinned crowd. And Christians who act like that, I know they don't read their Bible. You can't read this Bible and actually understand what it's saying and be that thin-skinned. I'm telling you, churches are filled with people who are faithful church attenders who are thin-skinned little snowflakes who, if you pass the word fag, they go running. They don't read this book. This book says not to show things God calls an abomination, respect. I will not use their words. Amen. And shame on you if you do, except to communicate. There are times where you have to communicate. If you said sodomite, people wouldn't even know what you're talking about. What country is that? But I've been watching Democrat news, and now I think Trump will lose. Less than 24 hours, seeing this all over the place. Oh, it's just crazy. I mean, how long is it going to take for these people to turn off the news? Because it's not news. You're turning it on to get the news, and that's not what you're getting. I mean, if you went to the store and you bought a carton of vanilla ice cream, and then when you opened up, it was detergent. Would you eat it? That's the same thing you do when you turn on the news and accept it as news when it's not news. It's detergent to brainwash you. That's what's going on. So, really, but what about this? The news media didn't tell you that the Latino vote in the Telemundo poll had Trump winning the debate 66-34. They didn't tell you about that. Also, if you go to places all over the internet, this is Breitbart. Of course it'd be lopsided, but this is 85-14. Trump won the debate. Then you can go to places that are not conservative or Democrat, but in Democrat states, like this, NewJersey.com, NJ.com, had Donald Trump winning 51-48. That's only by a little over 3 points, but that's like totally controlled by Democrats. So when you turn on CNN and they're telling you that 60% or 80% of their viewers, they, of course, all their viewers are libtards. They're godless, Christ-hating, Jesus-hating, Christian-hating, Bible-hating libtards. CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS has a Christian audience about that big. And if you take all the Christians that ever turn on, it's a little bigger, but there's a people who are just like me. I turn on every once in a while just to see what the idiots are saying. But the people who are calling themselves Christians who watch those news networks, who really believe that they're getting the news, that's a small percentage of their audience. That's why these polls are always that lopsided. And then real quick, voter fraud. The Democrats are cheaters. Satan is the father of lies. Cheating is just a form of lies. And Democrats are his children acting like their father. Project Veritas exposed Ilhan Omar and allies of alleged ballot harvesting operation in Minnesota. That's just, I ain't got time to go into it. Look it up. It's a big way of cheating. If they can prove it, she'll not only be cast out of Congress, she'll be in prison.
Good.
Yes, amen. Then in Texas, a Texas official and three others have been indicted on 134 felonies in mail-in ballot fraud case. Now, it says in that article, with top Republicans, including the president, bringing up claims of fraud involving voting by mail, indictments announced Thursday against a Democrat county commissioner in East Texas appear to bolster those accusations. Folks, that's where the cheating goes on in elections that then put satanic people in power who then violate you. That's why this matters and why preachers who aren't educating their people about this are fakes.
Amen.
They're not being driven by the Spirit of God with a desire to inform the people so that you can do what's right.
That's right.
And when you see your rights blowing up in your face, the whole reason Roe v. Wade passed is because back then churches were derelict in duty and they didn't pay attention to what was going on in the government. And I still haven't found in the Bible where it says, thou shalt not touch politics. When all the prophets in this book touched politics.
Amen.
It cost John the Baptist his head, and it may cost you yours. So what? You go right to heaven. Don't scare me. You ain't going to intimidate me with heaven.
Amen.
I get a little hot under the collar about this, but I just want to explain this. Mail-in voting is not the same as absentee voting. And that's what the liars in the Democrat Party keep doing, is telling people it's the same. Here's the difference. Listen close. Absentee, you solicit a ballot. You've asked for a ballot. Mail-in, they just send out the ballots. It's, and they don't care if the proper person gets it and fills it out. And that's why you got the cheating going on. Absentee and mail-in voting is not the same. And so again, every time your news media or politician character says that, you know they're liars.
Yeah.
And I'll close with this, and we take a couple comments or questions. This should be the Democrat Party Bible theme verse. And this also should be Mitt Romney's, John Kasich's. We're going to name some Republicans and throw the rhinos and the Republican trash in there. They should also use this as their life verse. Jeremiah 9:5. And they will deceive everyone his neighbor and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity. Killing babies, sodomite marriage, you name it. Amen. All right, let's go ahead and... got to wake you up first. All right, Hosea 13. We're going to start out with the first four verses. There's just a lot in here, so we're not going to go any faster than needed. And so we'll probably have three studies in Hosea 13, beginning verses 1 through 4. And I'm just going to have you read the even with me. I'll start out with verse 1. When Ephraim spake trembling, he exalted himself in Israel. But when he offended in Baal, he died. And now they sin more and more, and have made them molten images of their silver and idols according to their own understanding. All of it the work of the craftsmen. They say of them, let the men that sacrifice kiss the calves. Therefore they shall be as the morning cloud, and as the early dew that passeth away, as the chaff that is driven with the whirlwind out of the floor, and as the smoke out of the chimney. Yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me, for there is no Savior beside me. God's people say amen. All right, just a reminder of the kind of time scale we're working with. It's B.C., which means it's a countdown. And where we're at is A.D., and we're counting up. And it starts around 825, Hosea's ministry starts around 785, which is at the end of the rule of King Jeroboam II. And it's not necessary that you remember all of these kings and their names, but you should become familiar with them. The first thing is to become familiar with the fact there's more than one Jeroboam, and there's more than one Pekahiah, and there's in the Bible there's more than one John, there's more than one Judas, you know, so forth. And that keeps you from getting confused, you know. You read something somewhere, and you're like, wait, how'd he get there? You know, it saves you a lot of confusion. But Hosea's ministry runs up to about 720, and then it's a short time after that that all of his prophecies about Israel are fulfilled, and they're taken into captivity in Assyria. So we see in chapter 13 yet another confrontation and attempt by Hosea to confront Israel before she is taken to Assyrian captivity. And I don't want to get gruesome all the time about this, but I do want you to, when you see Assyrian captivity, you might, you know, think of a shiver going down your spine, because it's a horrible thing that they're about to go through. And God warns them. And they're not, you know, they're not caught off guard in the sense that they were told how horrible it was going to be. God describes it. We've seen some of it already. But in verse 1 there, when it says, when Ephraim spake trembling, he exalted himself, but when he offended in Baal, he died. That's basically saying that when the trembling is when he's trembling before God with humility. See? And that's kind of the history of America, even though, like, is not everybody in Israel was a true believer. But when the king and the majority, the priesthood, you know, when they were geared toward or focused on pleasing God, Israel was amazing. Well, that's the history of America, even before we were America, where God was real and the influence was real. It was wonderful. There were places in America where God was not very real and very His presence was not felt, and it was a bad place to be. But by the time the revolution came, things had gotten a lot better. Then we had our Constitution, which protected gospel preachers from being imprisoned for not being licensed and that sort of thing. And then it just exploded. So you have going up before and through and right after the Revolution, you had people like John Wesley, George Whitefield, and then came the Methodists, the Asburys, and people like that, and Baptists of various sorts, preaching the gospel everywhere. And so there were a lot more people saved per capita by percentage. There may be more people saved now. Well, there's definitely more people saved in America now by number, but that's because we have 350 million people. But by percentage, it's bad now. And that's why America is struggling. And it's going to get worse as apostasy sets in. But we'll quote John Wesley before we move on here. He says, Ephraim, the 10 tribes of which Ephraim was the chief. And that answers, for those of you who didn't get it clearly from me, that answers the question, why does God call Israel Ephraim? It's because there were 10 tribes up there, and Ephraim was the tribe that had kind of become the mover and the shaker there. And it's kind of like the Roman Catholic Church in America. Our politics, our political parties, both parties, even though the Democrats are very anti-Catholic in a lot of their doctrine and everything, and yet who's running for president? Catholic Joe Biden. Yep. And if you look at the Supreme Court, we're about to put another Catholic on there, and almost all of them are Catholics. Yeah. And the Catholic Church is usurping power in America. Now, some of them are decent, good people, and we thank God for them. But if they're not saved, the rapture happens, they don't go up with us. And when they're left behind, I believe that the final pope is Antichrist, and as good Catholics, they'll follow him. So America's being set up to follow the Antichrist and to follow the New World Order and the Mark of the Beast and everything by the fact that the majority of our institutions are run by Catholics. Because they're unsaved Catholics, they don't go up in the rapture, and when that final pope is the Antichrist, he's their man. But anyway, Ephraim, the 10 tribes of which Ephraim was the chief, spake trembling. That means he humbled himself before God, exalted himself. The kingdom flourished. But prosperity so often leads to apostasy. So then when he offended, so soon as they sinned, taking Baal to be their god, Ephraim, he died. They lost their power and glory. And in America, most professing Christians in America serve Baal. The Catholics who profess Christ are not born again, and Jesus still says ye must be born again. And the cults, we have the Mitt Romney Mormon types, and we have those who are involved in other cults and Christian Science, you know, and that kind of thing. Cults, they deny Christ, they don't preach the gospel. And then a lot of them are Methodist and Episcopal and all that, and they belong to apostate denominations. They're only Christian, they're Cenos, Christian in name only. Yeah. And our representative portion of our population has lost the touch and glory of God. So verse 2, and that again is a parallel. The text isn't about America, and I just want to clarify that, but this is for practical purposes. We see the parallel. And we see how it's setting everything up for the return of Christ. So verse 2, if you would read that with me again. And now they sin more and more, and have made them molten images of their silver and idols according to their own understanding, all of it the work of the craftsmen. They say of them, let the men that sacrifice kiss the calves. Now, that's literally talking about men kissing golden calves. And to praying to statues and kissing objects is pagan and not of God. And just think about how stupid idolatry is. I mean, it's beyond dumb.